This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Etienne de la Boissie.
We have been talking about this article, Johnson, that you brought in here tonight. It is a criticism of the idea of the non-aggression principle.
I want to devil's advocate for this last bad, you know, you guys both attacked it as a very bad argument. I think that I need to devil's advocate for it to explain a little better, because I kind of feel like I understand where it's coming from in an understanding of the incorrect understanding that some people have that the non-aggression principle is a prohibition on aggression, right? Which I think that people believe that if you...
It's a principle. It could be...
But it's like pacifism is a principle, right? But yeah. But pacifism, I think, is a lot more solid of a principle. In other words, like, pacifists generally, you know, there are pacifists where it's like, okay, I'm never going to, you know, engage in a fight, but there are pacifists that also believe that you should never even stop on, you know, step on a bug. Mm-hmm. You know, there are pacifists, you know, like, okay, well, you can't step on a bug, but obviously you're going to harm some of the bacteria that live on your skin because you can't help it. You know, like,
sure.
You have to come to an understanding. Like, it gets to the point of where it's like...
It gets to the point of this is ridiculous.
You know, like, it gets ridiculous, but, you know, you have to kind of understand. So, like, I understand where the ridiculousness is coming from, but I feel like I should devil's advocate for this because okay.
Well, can you recap for those that are just tuning in where we're at?
Sure. Let me go to the back. So I don't want to cover the whole thing, but it basically says the non-aggression principle clearly implies that it's wrong for me to shoot you in the head, as he says. But what if I merely run the risk? He's basically talking about the non-aggression principle is that has an all or nothing attitude towards risking committing aggression against someone or committing risky aggressive behaviors, right? Like,
well, driving while drunk, which was one of the points that he makes, isn't necessarily an aggressive act. It may be a stupid act. It could be an act
waving a loaded firearm at somebody? You know, you don't have your finger on the trigger, but you're pointing.
That is absolutely an aggressive act. There's no way that anyone could take that as anything but an aggressive act.
But I think there are a lot of people that could say that it's completely irresponsible and therefore a matter of harm to drive, you know, to drive drunk, because there's you don't have a need to do that.
Well, hold on. It is irresponsible to drive drunk, but how drunk are we talking about? Because that's another important question.
Let's say dangerously.
Okay, dangerously drunk. Then, yeah, it's incredibly irresponsible. However, is it aggression to do that? I don't know. I think that's arguable.
At what point do we determine it's dangerous? I mean, still doing, you know, breathalyzer tests, and I think that the reason why I'm advocating for this is because, okay, so...
Well, you're not advocating for anything.
Well, no, I mean, I'm devil's advocating, okay. What I mean for this is that I do feel like if you're creating a system of, say, justice with the non-aggression principle at the center, then this is an issue that would have to be somewhat dealt with. Mm-hmm. If you're going to...
Well, how would you deal with it then?
Think about
you're
some
now
kind
a
of
private road owner.
Right.
Somebody's just got out the bar.
Right.
And they're getting in their car and they're driving down your road.
Well, then it's your private road. You get to make that decision, right? So,
right. So how would you deal with it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
you deal with it like a business owner.
I mean,
so you would, assuming you've got people that are patrolling the road, you would try and, you know, pull up next to the guy. You'd flash your lights at him. You know, is he going to pull over or is he not? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't pull over, maybe your tow truck runs him off the road because you perceive him to be that much of a risk of somebody of you know, doing it, and he's not obeying the laws of your road. He's weaving.
Well, wait a minute.
Out.
Then you've run him off the road, so now some sort of arbitration has to decide, was your harm? He runs into a tree, dies.
Hey, I wasn't drunk.
Now his family is suing you, right?
I wasn't drunk. I was having a diabetic shock attack here. I was out of it. I couldn't control my car. It wasn't because I was drunk.
Well, then, so the assumption is if you can't control your car and it's out of control, then somebody needs to stop you.
So the reason why I devil's advocate for this, because justice, right, as...
First of all, I thought your devil was advocating just because he had made such a dumb argument that you felt the need to strengthen it, so it makes somewhat of a little bit of sense.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But I think that the point that's being brought up that was sort of poorly brought up, is that... And you made a good example here with this, you know, running the guy off the road, and he could be having a diabetic attack, and right, justice and sort of mediating, right, is extremely complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So our legal system, our existing legal system, is already a gigantic mess. So if you're going to put this principle, the non-aggression principle, at the center of a justice system and try and sort of figure out between people, you know, how someone is going to be made whole based on any kind of reciprocity or, you know, level of which they've committed aggression against someone else, right? To any kind of, like, with respect to the severity of the aggression, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does that get figured out with light to this whole risky situation? In other words, like if you're waving a gun at someone versus driving on the road, I mean, is it a bigger violation? Well, is it not? You know,
it's a way bigger violation to wave a gun at somebody because that's an imminent threat to that person, or at least it can be perceived and should be perceived in that way. Somebody driving down the road.
But isn't that subjective?
In other words, it's subjective,
is that there's these subjectives.
Most
there
people
are lots
are sane,
of subjective things.
Everything in this case is subjective. In the case of driving down the road, it's subjective in the way the person is driving. If you are S-faced drunk and you just get out of a bar and you mm-hmm. hop behind the wheel, but you're at least aware that you're S-faced, it's still drunk driving to go 5 miles an hour down the road, but you're not a threat to anybody at that point, right?
Right.
Like, if you know you can get home as long as you're able to go 5 miles an hour and you just kind of take your car home as slowly as you possibly can, you're probably going to be all right. You know, there's a good chance of that. In this society, if the cop sees you going 5 miles an hour, you better believe you're getting pulled over and you're going to get a breathalyzer and you're going to get taken to jail, even though you probably would have been fine to get home in that case. Whereas somebody with a gun waving it at somebody, there's no circumstance under which that's ever okay. Unless you're filming a movie or something like that, and you know, then everybody's consenting and you know, there's cameras around or something.
Well, I think you have neighbors across the street even that would disagree with you about that. That think that, you know, muzzle sweeping someone, if, you know, they're just happen to be handling firearms and you don't like to be muzzle swept or whatever, that's okay and that shouldn't be a problem. And that you're just, you know, a coward for not wanting to be around, firearms.
I don't think you know,
that
put,
are being handled irresponsibly.
Yeah, I don't think you should should necessarily associate that viewpoint with folks across the street. The guy that owns the house across the street made some bad moves with his muzzle at one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals, but he doesn't.
Some of
live,
those people
doesn't live there.
Have also advocated for that same thing, talking about muzzle sweeping.
I've never heard that.
I've talked to some people about it. Yeah,
okay,
and that's, you know, there is a reason.
Are you sure they weren't just trolling?
Absolutely sure.
Okay, that would surprise me. I mean, most of those guys are pretty responsible when it comes to gun ownership, so I would be shocked to find that out.
Well, the news story about the guy who died says otherwise.
Guy who died?
Yeah, he walked in front of they were not being responsible, and somebody walked in front of, you know, when there was firing range going on or some target practice and was shot in the head.
Where was this?
Keene.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
About a year and a half ago, I think. Maybe two.
Are you talking about the guy who was in his home and shot his friend? That story? Because that happened within the last couple of years.
It was like a backyard, I think. Well, there was target practice that was going on. It wasn't just...
No, it was something, that story was like a guy in his home, and they actually knew, the guys across the street knew who the killer was in that particular mm-hmm. case, and I think there was some alcohol involved in that particular case
mm-hmm.
As well. There's more coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, but that actually was a native, it wasn't one of the guys from across the street who was involved,
they
just knew who he was.
Okay.
There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves, and we've been sidetracked, we'll get back into this with non-aggression.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Etienne de la Boissy.
Etienne, tell me about an event you've got coming up. You're doing a lot of traveling around right now. You're in a big old RV parked right outside the LRN.FM studios. And what you got planned?
So I'm the author of the new book, Understanding Our Slavery, and where I'm exposing intergenerational organized crimes, control of the government and the media. And my thesis is the government was never designed to, protect life, liberty, and property. It was designed from the beginning to kind of rob and enslave. And it's been a partnership of kind of the government and the media gives it its legitimacy. And it's I call it a control perception program. And so I've been trying to expose it. And I'm on I was on an East Coast tour with UK natural health guru Clive DeCarl, and we started out in Arkadelphia. Mm-hmm. And at my speech at Arkadelphia, I told the story of the biggest secret of the Secret Service. And the story of the 2013 Veterans March on the Memorials, which has largely been kind of covered up. But in essence, in 2013, the Obama administration locked the veterans out of their own memorials because the country hit the debt ceiling, and the debt ceiling is one of those made up things, yeah. Like the Social Security lockbox or the Bill of Rights, and it just ignore it, whatever. And so they were trying to make it seem like, government was going out of business, so they turned off the panda cam at the zoo, and they spent money that they didn't have to lock the veterans out of their memorials. And so the veterans come to D.C. and they're just, they're mad. And after a rally at the World War II Memorial, they break down the barricades with their bare hands. Mm. They carry them and through the streets of Washington, D.C., and they begin just kind of slamming them on the steps of the White House. And not only were they slamming them, but they've got this uniformed Secret Service surrounded the fence. They're yelling at them, "This is our country. Obama's a socialist. How can you work for him? You're scum." They made, I saw a female Secret Service agent crying, they were pushing, and I've got some video in the speech, I've got it up on YouTube, the biggest secret of the Secret Service. But during this protest, I learned what the biggest secret of the Secret Service is, and the biggest secret of, if you watch the video, you'll understand kind of like what happened. But the biggest secret of the Secret Service is that they know that this is organized crime.
Hmm.
I kind of retell that story, and so after I figured that out, I took my 60-foot sign that says government and media is organized crime, and I took my two sons, who were 9 and 11 at the time, and my 11-year-old looks at me and goes, "Dad, I don't think that they know it's organized crime." And I go, no, they know it's organized crime. He's like, "No, I don't think they know it's organized crime." I go, no, they know it's organized crime.
Well, they're
like
the mob boss's right-hand man or men, right?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. And so he said, "No, Dad, I don't." And I go, "Come here, boy." And so we go over to the first Secret Service, guard shack, and I look at the, uniformed Secret Service agent. This is like one of the, posts on the outskirts of the White House, and I go, "Excuse me, officer, I'm here with my son with the protest, and I was kind of educational experience for the boy. I've been explaining to him that, government's organized crime," and he doesn't seem to think that you guys know that this is organized crime. And so I was kind of hoping that you would elucidate my son as to what's going on. And the guy gets this big smile on his face, and he goes, "Well, I can't say anything," as he's winking at my son. And so I say, "Do you see?" And I was like, "Yeah, Dad, he's winking, but I don't, does that mean that he," and I got that he didn't get it because he was 11,
right.
And so I'm like, "All right, come on, we go to the next one," and we start rotating around to these guard shacks, and some of them wouldn't talk to us at all. And
sure.
But some of them were like, yeah, we know it's... Well, actually, there was a Whitehead... The best response was the Washington police. Yeah, we know it's organized crime. What do you want us to do about it? And so after four or five of those, it just dawns on me. Because you look, even the ones that wouldn't talk to... wouldn't respond or wouldn't talk to anything, you could just look in their eyes and you could tell that they knew this was organized crime. And so it just dawned, like, oh my God, they all know it's organized crime. And so now I kind of change up my tactics and I begin going from, guard post to police officer. And I say, hey, I know, and by the way, there's a full scale riot going on. So now all the veterans have arrived behind us. They're throwing all of these, barricades in a row. They've got the Secret Service surrounded up against the fences. They've got snipers deployed on the, the roof of the White House. Right. So they make visible. There was another sniper team at the base of the White House leaning on their gun bags, kind of like looking, mm-hmm. Menacing, trying to menace the crowd. And so now I switch it up and I start going around and I say, hey guys, I've been talking to all these different guard posts and all you guys know that this is organized crime. Today is the day to do something about it. You've got the army here. You could be the new founding fathers. You've got the place surrounded. You've got all the guns. You're law enforcement. You're expected to do something about it. Who do we got to talk to get it on? And you could see they're kind of looking at it. They're like thinking about it. He's like, well, that's my boss over there. He's the incident commander. And I go running over to the, right over to the incident commander. And I'm like, sir, I understand you're, and he's like in the middle. I'm like, I understand you're incident commander. I go, I've talked to all these different guard posts. They all know that this is organized crime. Why don't we, do something about it? Who are the leaders that we've got to kind of get on board to get this thing done? And he's like, well, that's my boss over there. So I go over, start talking and I just start rotating around all these different officers and you would be surprised. Like I got a kind of a good vibe off some of them. They knew it was organized crime. They wanted to do something. They were literally thinking about it. The army is like shaking the gates of the White House. Like we got the military here to do something about it and they're all pissed. And so, it eventually, by the way, this truck thing rolls up. They had another event called the Truckers Ride to the Constitution, and so all these trucks pull up, and just as I thought we were going to do something, that they all pull aside. One final kind of event. So after I realized it, I'm standing in front of one of the gates of the White House with Secret Service like lined up, against the gate, and so I'm standing up in front of the Secret Service where they can absolutely positively hear me, and talking to the entire crowd, and I'm like, I've talked to all of these Secret Service agents and Park Police agents. They all know that this is organized crime. They just need to know that you know that it's organized crime and you want them to do something. And people in the crowd are going, they don't know anything. They're stupid. They're too dumb to know that it's organized crime. And I'm like, no, they all know that this is organized crime. We can, let's get them on our side. Let's tell them.
Yeah, but it puts money in their pocket.
To a certain degree, but I honestly think that there are probably some good people that got into it for the right reason.
That's true.
Yeah, they got into it for the right reason. And the question is, do the good people outnumber the bad people? And they've got to see the pain and the destruction and the murders.
Ultimately,
and the
they didn't
bombing.
Take your suggestion, though. They didn't flip.
But,
hold on. We're going to continue here in a moment. This is leading to where you're going next, right? Whatever the event is that's coming up here.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. 56 ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House says it will not be cooperating with Nancy Pelosi's impeachment inquiry and instead dared House Democrats to hold a full impeachment vote in a letter sent to Democratic leadership. Mark Short is the chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. He tells Fox News.
We have basically an investigation right now, which we're not allowed to provide, see evidence that they're bringing forward. We're not allowed to cross-examine. The administration is not allowed to have counsel present for its witnesses. The American people have a good sense of fairness, and they know that this is not.
President Trump is awarding the nation's highest civilian honor to former Attorney General Ed Meese. At the White House, the president praised Meese as a dedicated public servant and someone who's been an inspiration to many. And Sony says its PlayStation 5 will hit stores next year. The company confirmed it will be out in time for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, there are a couple folks on those Discord lines. We're going to get to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything, and then we will continue the story about the non-aggression principle, a critique of said principle coming up here. We'll, there's two more points, I think.
I think the next one is better than the last one, I will say.
Okay, that. We'll get into that.
Arguments.
It's Ian Johnson and Etienne here. Etienne, you were telling us about, you took us back to 2013, mm-hmm. where you and your sons were in D.C. There was a march by some veterans that was causing a bit of a ruckus. You confronted several agents of the state. It's the Secret Service, and you confronted
Uniform them. Secret Service. Some of them were Park Police. Some of them were Washington D.C. Metro Police.
And you confronted them about the, the criminality of the government, and basically saying, "Hey, isn't this organized crime? Shouldn't you do something about it?" And while it looked like they might have agreed with you, they didn't do anything about it. But that was kind of where you left the story off. Was
yeah. So once these truckers pull off the rally kind of dissipated. But it struck me that even though we didn't do it that day, that I learned the biggest secret of the Secret Service, and that is that they all know that this is organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some good vibes from some of them, and I got some evil vibes from some of them as well,
sure.
But the good vibes seemed to outnumber the evil vibes.
Okay.
And you could tell that they felt, I felt like they felt bad about, you know, the fact that they knew it was organized crime and couldn't do anything. And so it just struck me, I've got a, like a little bit of a new solution for liberty. Instead of, you know, going to Washington, D.C. and protesting or, you know, or arguing about like football issues, why don't we go and talk to the Secret Service and the park police and begin, you know, socializing with them that, hey, we know that you guys know this is organized crime. We support you to do something about it. And so I've put together something that I call Citizens Arrest 2020. And so the original Veterans March on the Memorials was October 13th, 2013. This coming up Sunday is the sixth anniversary of the Veterans March on the Memorials.
Okay.
And so I'm going back. I'll be down there from 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock. We're going to meet at the World War II Memorial. I've got a Facebook event. I've got a Facebook event, but also I'm just
that's
telling,
by the way, one of the other things Liberty.menu does. Liberty.menu, you can put events on there. Anyway,
I'm gonna make a Liberty.menu event as well. But the point of it is you know, I'm gonna go down there from 12 to 2, and I'm just going to switch up my tactics, and I'm gonna begin building the case with the Uniform Secret Service, the Park Police. Hey, this is organized crime. I've got the, you know, my flash drive, the Liberator, which has 8 gigabits of evidence of government criminality. It's got my book on it for free, and begin explaining, hey, this is the, you know, this is the organized crime system. And I think if we go back, I'm going to see if I can build some momentum for it, you know, on or about the 13th of every month, just see people, you know, go to D.C. and begin educating people. And when the 7th, in the 7th anniversary in October 13th, 2020, if we've done our job correctly, then maybe there's enough people and maybe we've built enough support that they just open the doors. We peacefully, you know, walk in, take over, arrest these, you know, whoever the criminals are.
And then we never have another election and the federal government is dissolved?
So, you know, we're going to make some suggestions on peaceful and orderly dissolution of the federal government, mm-hmm. which really has to happen. I mean,
bring in Adam Kokesh. I hear he wants to help with that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Adam Kokesh is the right guy to do it, but if the LP really wanted to win election, they would put somebody up there that had the courage to say, hey, this is an organized crime system. This is, it's not legitimate. You can't delegate rights you don't have yourself. You can't be bound by a contract. So we need to begin to roll it back. Because it's the only way to have, I think that this way, that it can possibly win, you know, end, well. Because the path that we're on right now goes to economic collapse and boxcars.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with education, which is certainly what you're talking about doing, is educating people, handing out the copies of your book in digital form. I think that's a great idea. I don't think it can hurt to do that stuff. It's just I don't believe there's any hope for D.C. I think that, you know, the only way out of this is by getting out of the Union. Secession, for instance, having New Hampshire just completely say, leave it behind.
That's the other thing I'm working on with the pre-state project.
Oh my God, I want to talk about that too. But let's go to the phones here because we got folks that have been waiting patiently to get on the air with us. So let's talk first to Mouth Breathing Dullard. He's on our Discord line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Etienne, I took a morality and ethics class at State University and had to study everybody from Locke to Mill to Kant to Montesquieu to Rawls, and of course Dworkin. Can't remember anybody named Etienne. But any self-respecting Logic 101 teacher, professor would tell you that keep repeating organized crime. It doesn't make it so any more than Cantwell is a government agent or whatever you call them. He's a controlled opposition. He's just white. He's just alt-white trash who's monetized Stephen Molyneux's theories on his radical agenda show.
So if government isn't organized crime, what is it then?
But I wanted to repeat the point, try to finish the point about any self-respecting logic 101 professor would tell you that arguments based on anecdote and appeal to authority on a video cam are just dumb, and doesn't make it so any more than our government is an organized crime family or that 9/11 is an inside nut job like you are. And the Libertarian Party will never, ever win in the ballot box while we got clowns like you traveling the country in an RV, making our party look like a bunch of fools.
Your party?
That is an argument. An anecdote. That's a fact. You're an absolute idiot.
All right. Well,
I should like to know if you're coming to the Southwest.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Have another one.
Well, he was actually on his best behavior. That was actually some of his best behavior. Normally, he just like lashes out and not just insults, but
he usually dials it up. He waits until he knows the person. He feels like he knows the person before he starts to dial up.
I wish he would have answered the question.
He tends to be polite with new people. It's weird. He's got a weird weird code for him. It was. He has this weird. He has a weird personal code, and that's the only thing that you can respect about him, because he can't even seem to follow that code very often, because he gets too drunk to follow it.
I wish he would have answered the question I'd asked him about, well, if it's not organized crime, then what is it? What else could it possibly be? It's
right,
not some sort of civic organization.
So crime or criminals are people that use violence, extortion, lies on other people.
Threats.
And they seem to be organized, and so I don't understand how that doesn't meet the definition of organized crime.
Not only are they organized crime, they're the most successful organized crime on the planet.
And they're so successful that they can afford a multi-trillion-dollar propaganda and indoctrination system that it takes children when they're young, puts them into the mandatory government school, and teaches them that it's okay to use violence and extortion when the government does it. And this flaw, and then because the children never learn real morality, they never learn real ethics, they become intellectually and morally crippled to not be able to realize what is right in front of their face, and the illegitimacy and the illogic and the immorality of the entire system.
Olivia, in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, Etienne, and Johnson. You gave me an idea about the whole letting drunk people drive. I think this would be a great idea to have an extra lane for bad drivers where they can bump.
Just stay away from those people.
That's everyone other than me, though.
Hold on, Olivia. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. Stand by. We'll continue with Olivia. The bad driver lanes. Interesting idea. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And that's the kind of thing that could come out of a marketplace, right? Like market innovation, new ideas. We don't get that out of government roads ever. 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind. mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial the toll-free number here and get in the remaining moments. Enough time for you if you got on the phones right now. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE like freedom, or call on our Discord call-in line rooms. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Etienne de la Boise Squared.
Etienne's book is Understanding Our Slavery. His website, understandingourslavery.com. Johnson's website, libertyminded.com. You were just showing Etienne some of your t-shirt designs, one of which you are wearing tonight.
That's super cool t-shirts.
Really good stuff. Great libertarian, liberty-minded, principled shirts. You can get some, you know, really offensive, definitely gonna get somebody
might
talking.
Get you, you know, like beaten by somebody who loves cops.
Others are more subtle and intellectual, so you get the whole range. Yeah. There's some crypto shirts, and the official Free Talk Live gear is available through libertyminded.com. So get on over there, and 'tis the season for Free Talk Live hoodies.
That's right, and I may be dropping the price again here really in the near future. So
don't tease.
Come up, so
don't tease. You will drop. Let's just go ahead and say you're going to do a holiday sale or something,
yeah,
right? Coming
that's
up?
That's true, yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, let us know when you're ready to announce that. We'll get the word out. The only problem with teasing about things like that, Johnson, is you make it so people will put off going and buy. You know, if they're expecting a sale to come up, now they're like, well, I won't go today and buy.
I mean, there's a sale going on right now. So.
Okay. So get on over. At the very least, get over and check out the cool products at libertyminded.com. And, yes, you can pay with crypto.
That's a bunch of them. That's right.
Right. Whatever your favorite crypto is.
And if there's any better incentive to go and spend now, right, it's that, the crypto could change in value, right?
It's true. So. It's true. Hey, let's go back to Olivia. She is on the line with us here. You're back on Free Talk Live calling from Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, actually, Johnson, could I suggest a product? Because I do have a ton of T-shirts. You know what would be cool? Patches. Like, if I could just onto a shirt I already have, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I do. That is a product that I've long wanted. I mean, but specifically, what are you looking for? Free Talk Live patches, or are you looking for just in general?
I think in general, like, you're cool. You have really good slogans, but, like, I just want to stick them on different things, you know, like bags or, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just...
Can you do one-off patches? Because I know
I would be going nuts with it. But
yeah, I don't think you can.
It's much harder to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to make the investment in patches. But patches are one of those things where you can get, you know, some made, and they're not going to take up a bunch of space.
And you don't have
my
different sizes.
My existing problem is that, and this is why I'm willing to unload them for very little money at this point, is I have hoodies coming out of my ears.
That sounds uncomfortable.
It's just hurting my business because I ordered all these hoodies and
over a decade ago.
Yeah, and I had these hoodies and I ordered a bunch because I'm like, oh, I just need two of every size. Well, it turns out that having like 2 to 5 of every size of a hoodie, you have, you know, I don't have a lot of room.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a storefront. So
just, or a warehouse.
Yeah, or
it's
a
your
warehouse
apartment
or anything.
Your condo.
Yeah, it's my condo. I've got a large closet and I've, you know, put shelves in there and I'm packing these things down as much as I can, but it's like, they're still hoodies.
The inventory must go.
Yeah, it must go so that I can make room to actually build a variety business here. So, yeah, I'd like to build my business, and I'd like to get rid of these dang hoodies.
Olivia, thank you for the suggestion. Anything else you want to share?
I was going to say you need some of those vacuum bags, you know, stick them in those vacuum bags, suck out the air. But, I was going to ask real quick. I support libertarianism and voluntarism to the hilt, but I did kind of wonder, like, you know how you said arbitration would replace the courts? I think that is a brilliant idea, but how would you make sure that people showed up to arbitration without using force?
Let me throw that in. So I found the biggest flaw in my book is I do a great job of exposing, you know, how organized crime runs the government and the media. But I found that the people are like, oh, yeah, but we just have to have government. So I'm in the process of writing a new book called Voluntarism. And I've just been taking a look at the problems of the courts. And, you know, with arbitration, really the question is, how do you get people to enforce contracts? And so there's a variety of different ways that you can get people to enforce contracts, from escrow to insurance to reputation. Mm. But at the end of the day, people are either going to keep their commitments or they're not going to keep their commitments. And so if they don't keep their commitments, it's any of those solutions that I just provided. But eventually, you know, because people have to do business in the marketplace, people want to, you know, their livelihood depends in many cases on their reputation. And
yep.
So if it really, you know, they're really making a big, gamble on future income by not,
if they don't show up to the hearing or the arbitration hearing, then their reputation gets damaged, and that could harm their ability to get work in the future or start their own business or interact with anybody who doesn't want to do business with the disreputable, right?
Right, and that doesn't, by the way, that doesn't mean that you're going to have utopia and people are
nope.
always going to do it, but at the same extent, in the existing system, just because you have a mandated government court, they still is no, you know, guarantee that they're going to show up or be
right.
able to.
If someone wants to be an outlaw, they're going to be an outlaw.
They're going to be an outlaw.
And they're going to take whatever the consequences are of that. And as a business owner or somebody who enters into contracts with people, you'll want to make sure you're not dealing with those people. You want to check their reputation, which means identity will be an important thing in this marketplace that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those who aren't willing to, you know, connect themselves to some form of history or past should be treated as an unknown.
Hmm.
And, you know, that means they won't get the best interest rates. It means they won't get the best apartments to rent. It means, you know, all kinds of consequences.
And caveat emptor, you know, buyer beware.
Yeah.
And so people that have name brand reputations you do business with. And
there's a great book, and thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, that I read a long time ago called The Market for Liberty that really goes into some detail. And I suspect you're going to cover some of the same ground in the book you're writing. Morris and Linda Tannehill were the authors of that book. I thought it was so great because for me it really helped me kind of grasp how the question or the answer to the question that Olivia is asking about, well, how would the marketplace handle courts and justice? Because it's easy for small government people to say, well, we only need the government to do courts and justice and, you know, that kind of thing. And, well, what if we got the marketplace doing those things? What would that actually mean? And they wrote the book in the 70s before we had an internet, before we had the ability to move information in an instant. And they really had some, I would say, visionary ability to predict these things that we're talking about here that could come to play. If you haven't checked that one out, Etienne, you really ought to.
It's a good one. Took a mental note.
I was going to say, I don't know how much time we have.
Not much.
The next argument on that.
Oh yes.
You know this you know, attack on the NAP.
The critique. Against the
non-aggression principle. A good one that bothers me, and I mean, I know we aren't going to be able to get to all of them. Maybe we can cover this one. I don't know. It's okay. The next one here is no prohibition of fraud. Libertarians usually say that violence may legitimately be used to prevent either force or fraud, but according to the non-aggression principle, the only legitimate use of force is to prevent or punish the initiatory use of physical violence by others. And fraud is not physical violence. If I tell you that the painting you want to buy is a genuine Renoir and it's not, I have not physically aggressed against you, but if you buy it, you find out it's fake and then send police or your protective agency over to my house to get your money back, then you are aggressing against me. So not only does a prohibition on fraud not allow you not follow from the NAP non-aggression principle, it is not even compatible with it, since the use of force to prohibit fraud itself constitutes the initiation of physical violence. And the reason why I think this one is better is only because this is one that's always bothered me about a lot of libertarianism in general, or libertarians who don't seem to have any problem with fraud. And I don't think of individual instances of fraud. Like, in other words, I have no problem with caveat emptor. What I have problem with is indoctrination.
Meaning what?
From childhood. And I think that
as though that's fraud, you mean? Like, lying to a child?
Yeah, I think lying to a child and indoctrinating a child is fraud, and that's how we have the state of society that we have now.
Sure. Yeah, right? we talked a lot about
systematic
that
fraud, and I think that it's true of statism, and I think it's true of religion, and I think that they are one.
But is it fraud if the person believes the thing? If you have somebody who believes in witchcraft or believes
in... Well, that's like just saying, well, then indoctrination is all well and good.
Well, from their perspective, it is. I mean, from our perspective, it's not. From their perspective, they're talking about, in a lot of cases, what they truly believe in. The people who are teaching the state to students don't disbelieve in the state and are lying to the kids about it, like they do with Santa Claus, right? Like, right. Santa Claus is straight up fraud, or it's a lie, at least. The children aren't defrauded out of anything beyond their belief system, which could be damaging. But beyond that, my point is the teachers believe this stuff.
Right.
They're not telling a lie. They're not purposefully misdirecting. They're just passing on their religious beliefs to somebody. And this is an interesting discussion. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get deeper into it. We can continue tomorrow night. Join us online. In the meantime, you can do that at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.